Hello, so I'm gonna record a second podcast real quick. Today I don't have a whole lot of news. It's Friday, the 2nd of August. I am going to go to some coffee stores to work on some Japanese and edit this podcast. And then afterwards I have a welcome party that I'm gonna go to for the English teachers at one of my schools. So that should be interesting. I noticed a couple things even editing the last podcast. One, I didn't edit nearly as much as I have been. Hopefully it has a bit of a better flow. And second, I am getting more used to how I want to segment things. I haven't found like the perfect sound effects, but it's kind of cute. And honestly, I'm not worried about ludicrously high production values at this point. I'm more interested in iterating and continuing to just work on it as art form. That's my main goal right now. So there's that. As far as what my big topic today is, I guess I want to talk about budgeting. It's the 2nd of the month, and this is something that I'm going to work on this month, even though I have a trip to Tokyo that I'm planning to go to with my cousin, which is kind of throwing a wrench into everything, because it's going to be like $200 at least in transportation just for me to get there and back. Luckily, they have accommodations, so as long as I don't overspend, I should be able to get out of there relatively unscathed, but I don't have a crazy amount of money. So I'm gonna really put my budgeting skills that I've been working on to the test. Another thing is my iPad. I've been coming along. I worked on some more shortcuts and getting the flow ready, but I really need to work on my YouTube addiction. Like, that's the biggest roadblock to productivity for me right now. It's just I'm very easy to get sucked into a YouTube black hole, and that's something I personally need to work on, and I'm not super sure the best way to do it. I'll probably take it off my phone, stop paying for YouTube Red, but at the same time, YouTube is just so invaluable as a resource to learn things, and to my brain, I am obsessed with that, so this is a long battle on something I think I'm going to be able to fix by tomorrow, but something I'm prescient of, and I want to take steps towards ameliorating. Next, another thing I don't know what to talk about. Honestly, I don't have a whole lot to say right now. Maybe that's organic. Maybe I'm not in the mood to really make this right now, but I am, because it's not that I'm not in the mood to make it. I was listening to CGB Great. They put out a new Hello Internet yesterday, and one of the ideas that he's reiterated a couple of times, but he's not so sure that he likes writing, but he sure likes having written. And it's the same idea with like working out, and for maybe podcasting is kind of like that, where I sure do like have podcasted, but sometimes I really enjoy it actually, but yeah, maybe sometimes I don't. And maybe that's because I get spurts of creative energy, and then I do a lot of things. I burn myself out. Whereas right now I'm more taking a slow iterative approach, which is something I'm not skilled at, so it's something I need to develop as a skill, and hopefully over time it will get better. I also find that the more cognizant I am of my recording, that the less editing I have to do, the more deliberate in speaking I am, the easier it is to actually make these podcasts, so that's something I want to work on too. The better a speaker I am in the moment, the less intensive editing I have to do in the result, or in the aftermath. So yeah, I mean, this is kind of short and sweet. I'm curious if that train whistle pierced through. I don't think the train came through, but the whistle might have. I'm not in a particularly soundproofed room, but my microphone does a decent enough job of filtering out, mixed with the app I'm using. I get usually relatively clean audio, so we'll see. That's kind of it for today, I think. Yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.